Thank you for joining me for the latest installment of TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host. Our next guest needs a little introduction because I talk to him about TV more than anybody. And one of my favorite things to do is to curl up and watch TV with him and then talk about it afterward. Please welcome my guest, Al Toby. Welcome my guest, Al Toby, NFL editor at Yahoo.com, a.k.a. my wonderful hubby.
Oh, I remember when Idris was on the couch
when I came home. No.
He's like, what's going on? You're sitting here eating popcorn.
That never happened.
Watching that one Tyler Perry movie.
You know what? Welcome to the show, and let's talk about TV. We're talking about Empire all the time. Mm-hmm. So do you want to start with that, or do you want to start with The Walking Dead?
You watched the full episode last week of Empire, so I walked into the into the best trapped in the closet type dynasty scene
in case
of the season.
In case you don't know.
Maybe you don't want to intro right into that right away, so we can ease in with some zombie.
Well, can we talk about, like, why people... First of all, I need to know, and you can tell me, it's okay. Are you secretly hate watching Empire? Like, watching it just to hate it? Or
at first I did, because I had declared the show just ridiculous during, I think it was the second episode, when Lucius supposedly got cussed out by Barack Obama.
Oh, my God. That was so fun. It was funny, though.
It was so funny, ridiculous. So it's to the point where, all right, I'm not going to take this seriously.
But that's the
anymore.
Thing. I don't think the show takes itself seriously. At least I hope it doesn't, because I don't get that impression.
Well, the music seems to be serious.
The serious part is the music.
Right. Everyone loves it.
Right.
I mean, drip, drop.
Well, I don't like drip, drop.
Can you imagine kids in high school are in the hallway singing that right now?
No, I hope not.
They probably downloaded it.
I like You're So Beautiful. I like most of Jamal's songs. I'm not a big fan of Hakeem's songs, except Keep
It
Moving.
I like Hakeem's videos, so.
What did you think of the whole Tiana thing? Because it seems like once they decided that she was, like, secretly lesbian or bisexual or whatever, then she was, like, gone.
Well, that's how they are. They just rotate pretty people. It's a great telenovela.
It is. And that's the thing. I think that I feel like when people, like cultural experts or like PhDs, weigh in and say it's bad for black people or something, I'm like, are you watching the same show? I just don't.
Can't we just have a telenovela negro on TV? I mean,
it's entertaining.
I mean, yeah, I've grown to like it, even though a lot of the plots are just absolutely ridiculous, but that's what soap operas are all about.
What do you like? What has sort of helped you like it more or grow to like it?
I definitely like Jamal's character.
Yeah, he's the strongest character. Him and Cookie, to me.
Right, and obviously Cookie is the tour de force of it. I mean, you put Monique in there, even though she thinks she...
That was never going to happen. She's delusional. Lee Daniels was like, I don't know what she's talking about.
You telling me she couldn't pull off that restaurant scene with just wearing the sable coat and the Vicky C draws?
Do you want to see that?
No comment.
The thing about Taraji is, and that was the thing from the beginning, I remember I told my editor she wanted me to do a story, and she's like, well, you talk about Empire, and I said, the show's not very good, but Taraji's great. And I think that has been the mainstay throughout. I mean, the show has gotten better, but she has consistently been amazing. Her one-liners are brilliant. There's a whole, like, there's a Twitter handle called Cookies.
Yeah, I mean, her one-liners, Boo Boo Kitty.
Boo Boo
is
Kitty.
Now,
everybody's saying Boo Boo Kitty.
I don't even know that woman's name on the show. What her?
Anika.
Okay.
Right, a.k.a. Boo Boo Kitty. She's
now, her plot line is just, it's whack. I mean,
yeah,
she comes from such privilege and all this. Why would she just get caught up in all this nonsense?
Well, I think it's a thing of power. Like, she had that, as an A&R, and if you've ever met one, they have extreme power over deciding who is hot and what sound, you know, this label has and stuff like that. I could see her character doing that. The thing that bothered me was when she walked in on Cookie and Lucius and then was still willing to go through with the marriage.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Are
she
you
just
crazy?
Decided,
You're
going
gorgeous.
To be this,
you don't need this.
This kept woman. But kept women aren't supposed to be humiliated on a consistent basis.
Exactly.
And that's what keeps happening to her.
Because Lucius is awful.
Right. As we saw in the R. Kelly finale.
So spoiler alert, if you did not see this week's or this week's.
Yeah, you set it up because I walked right in. At the best scene after giving our child a bath.
I know. So, from clean to dirty, the Al Toby story. I think the best way to explain it is Olivia, played by Raven Simone, comes and she says, "Hey, Jamal, even though this was I was your beard and we were married because your father made you get married to a woman, mm-hmm. we had sex one time and this is your baby." So every up until then, everybody's like, okay, that's cool. Look at this beautiful. The little girl's adorable.
Now, you suspend that disbelief in the sense that just about everybody's like, blood test.
That was the thing that bothered me. No one ever said DNA test. It was the most straight. So anyway, they go along with it. This little girl's beautiful. Jamal bonds with her. He writes this awesome song called Lola. The episode starts off with that. He's talking to this guy who's his love interest, and he's saying, you know, I like you, but my priority is raising this little girl. And he says, well, I'm not down for that. So you think, oh, man, well, there goes their romance. Fast forward, a man comes with a gun and is angry.
Oh, the handsome thug.
Olivia's boyfriend or estranged boyfriend or whatever. And that's when Lucius confesses that, no, this is not Jamal's son. This is my son. I put the baby in her, which was the line that everybody kept saying.
You mean daughter.
Right. This is my daughter, not yours. I put the baby in her. He's talking about Olivia. Yeah. So all day, the next day, everybody kept saying, I put the baby in her on Twitter and everywhere.
Maybe he had another moment, another Oscar moment where they just said, you know what? Let's just leave this in.
Did you see his explanation on Jimmy Fallon as to why he was acting like that at the Oscars? It was so ridiculous. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it.
Basically, he said he flubbed the moment because he thought he could memorize his lines. Of course, he forgot them because he saw Oprah in the audience and said hi.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. You worked with Oprah. Why would that be? There's no awestruck moment for you and Oprah, right? Unless he just remembers, had a flashback of their love scene or something.
Yeah, because remember he was really all on Oprah's cleavage for the longest time?
It was gross.
Yeah, it was.
And he said they were soft, and it was just weird. I don't want to know that about Oprah. I don't. That's
right. That's like your auntie.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, so he claims he got, you know, sort of flustered because he saw her and lost his place and forgot his lines. I don't believe him. I think he was just. I think he was just doing this crazy old Terrence Howard, this crazy moment, and it was great because people were like, "Ooh, what's Empire?"
Right. Exactly. Well, Twitter obviously enhanced that moment.
Oh my God.
Anyhow.
So that's enough Empire. Are you excited about the finale, the 2-hour finale that's coming up next week?
Oh, it's 2 hours?
2 hours. Basically,
so let's see.
It's the last two episodes.
About 25 minutes of that is going to be music. How many cameos are you going to get? Is Estelle going to get a set?
No. I think they said Jennifer Hudson, Patti LaBelle, and who else? There was somebody that was like randomly thrown in there. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're getting me excited about it.
Really? Okay.
This is like a soundtrack we're getting all excited about. Like, we were in high school, like, you got that Above the Rim soundtrack.
When a soundtrack was always better than a movie.
Waiting to Exhale.
Always better.
Although, actually, the movie was pretty
The movie good. When the soundtrack were pretty on the same level.
Think about the guests next season they're going to have.
I know. That's going to be the thing. It's the hottest show to be a guest on. Sort of like, remember how New York Undercover was back in the day? And it's
right,
funny that Malik Yoba is on this show because it has that same sort of cultural impact. I think bigger, even bigger.
Yeah, I mean, because social media
sort
of has that uniting factor. Although, what time? You know what? New York Undercover, though, came on at like 9 o'clock on Thursdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, this is where I had to be sneak on the low, because that's when Seinfeld came on, right? And, you know, you got clowned at my school if you didn't see New York Undercover. I was always like that with Seinfeld.
I like Seinfeld.
So, you know, you had to make sure your mama wasn't using the VCR. Program that, and then watch it before school, just so you can have some talking points.
Oh, yes. It is all about the talking points. But, see, I didn't have that kind of, like, time. I couldn't devote myself to two shows. I would catch Seinfeld and then I had to go.
Well, that's why you got better grades. But next season, you know, man, they got to get Kanye on the show.
Oh.
Or is he too above this?
You know what? They mentioned him, though. Isn't that funny? Remember when Anika goes to, you saw the episode when she goes to Creedmoor Records and she calls up old girl and she goes, remember how I couldn't get you Kanye at Empire? Well,
right.
I can get him for you at Creedmoor. So that's funny.
Come along with that? She's got,
Kim can't act.
Well.
If she's on the show with
Kanye,
she's
going to
stand there and smile.
As
herself.
Right. Maybe Andre can, you know, try to holler at her before he goes into one of his spells.
I need you to watch this episode because there's this awesome scene with him and Jennifer Hudson where he was looking like, ooh, I'm going to get some chocolate now. And it didn't happen. Oh. I'm going to say, it was sad.
She gave him the side eye.
She gave him the, let's pray.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Where are they going with this? Anyway, enough of Empire. Yeah, you're right. But here's the thing. People were talking about one more thing. People were saying that they don't know how much shelf life this show has because Lucius is dying from ALS. And
are you kidding? Cookie capped the guy. Remember that? You don't think that his cousins or somebody else is going to come back for that?
Right. And then, but the other part of that is they could stretch this out. I mean, the great thing about it, because the show is so expensive to with the music, even though they cut the price in half, it's still expensive to pay Timbaland. They produce all these songs, mm-hmm. write all these songs. So they only do 12 episodes. You could do three seasons of 12 episodes with 12 episode runs, and that's only 36 episodes.
The way that they break up. Episodes or break up seasons now.
I know.
Like, I don't even know if people understand.
He could die after three seasons.
Right, right. They could be like almost like a British sitcom.
Totally.
And then they could just do an Origins where we go back to how Lucius became Lucius Lyon.
You know, that if it keeps getting the ratings that it's getting and it grows every week, they're not gonna stop. Anyway, okay, let's move on to Walking Dead.
All right, they walking.
What are your thoughts so far this season? What's going on with Sasha yelling at people at the party and then Michonne is a cop?
This is a slow burn type season, but I really enjoy it in the fact that, you know, this is just a mentally beaten group of people
yeah.
where, you know, it's a lot of post-trauma of such an apocalyptic
no
type event, and there's no time to reset.
Yeah.
There's very few people to lean on.
Or trust.
Whatnot. Right. You just, you know, you sort of devolved as a person to where someone's either an extreme threat or a family. There's no in between. So I really like this episode. You know, at work, we got a death pool going.
Really? How are you doing in it?
Well, you know, everyone's doing it. I got Father Gabriel.
You think he's going to die next?
I think he's next. Although, you know, Yahoo, we had a TV story on how it pointed out how Glenn looks like he's next.
Well, because in the comic book.
Right. I didn't know that.
But they keep teasing us with it because there was, when they went on that run, I was even like, you know, nervous. There were a couple times when he hit those zombies on the way to Alexandria, I mm-hmm. thought, okay, there's Glenn. Each time something happens to Glenn, because I know he dies in the comic book, I think he's going to die.
Right.
It's horrible. I hate that feeling because I don't want him to die. And yet, you know, the way Tyrese went, anything could happen.
Right. That's true. I mean, they sort of at least give you some dignity, unlike in Game of Thrones, where it's just, oh, this is your favorite character? Here, we're going to show
you. We're going to smash his head.
Right.
That was awful.
That's how they do it.
Yeah, I can't wait till the new season starts.
But yeah, I do like it. I mean, Michonne and Rick sort of there seem to be vying for leadership among the group. This new town is just so weird because these people are so soft.
Yeah, but I don't even understand. There's a weirdness going on in that. Okay, you're right about Michonne and Rick, but then when the whole let's make sure we have some guns just in case thing went down, Michonne wasn't even involved. It was like Rick and Carol and Daryl.
Because Michonne is too trusting. Michonne is tired. She's tired of running.
Yeah.
I'd be tired too. You know how heavy those dreads must have been? Not being able to wash on a regular basis. And you carrying around this samurai sword.
You know what?
I mean, it was just like, she was just like, can we just chill out here for a bit? I still got my sword in case somebody gets shady.
You know what? I like that you're right. That whole mindset, and it seems to be dividing their camp. I didn't even think about that. That there seems to be, in their group, the set of people who are like, I don't trust it, and I'm going to always have a gun on me.
Right. And like, Daryl's going to be hood forever.
Right.
He's like, you don't want to get out.
But
he's gonna clean his possum on the porch.
But he seems to be okay with the idea of going on runs and having that motorcycle if he can get it up. So he's in the middle. He could go either way. Middle.
Carol is doing the greatest.
Carol
fake
is hardcore,
job.
Man. When she threatened that little boy, I was like, damn.
With the cookies.
What? Well, you could have cookies or you could die with zombies ripping you apart. What is this? Don't babysit my kid, Carol.
No, she need to babysit our kid.
No. So we have nightmares.
So she can go to bed.
No. You could go to bed. Oh, I could throw you to dogs. Like, what are you saying?
Well, we know our child would take the cookies.
She would take the cookies. Without,
she wouldn't even have had the speech.
But, and then you have the Campbell people, like, I can't tell where Glenn is in that, but you're like the spectrum of like Michonne and Carl, who are seemingly settling in nicely and have embraced the whole idea of being in one place at one time.
I think Glenn doesn't fully trust these people. Especially considering Aiden dude took a swing at him.
That was so weird.
So, and probably his view is this Aiden dude doesn't know how hard I am. So I got to keep
I'm
this job. Right, right, exactly.
You're assuming
thinking,
that I'm
like,
soft.
I'm assuming that I'm just some geeky dude who just happened to get lucky getting with this band of people. So, I don't think he's not going down with lightly. Put it that way. If indeed this is the end for Glenn. What, we got 3 episodes left?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but they could keep us going. They could string him. I mean, they could keep him alive till next season, or they could kill him in the finale. Who knows? I mean, that's the thing.
Somebody gets got, because if you read all the interviews, you know, they were real emotional, a little I don't know if it was a Comic-Con interview or whatnot, but it was almost like saying goodbye to a major character.
Oh no,
there you go,
man. All right, and then last but not least, let's talk about the Americans, because I like this season so far. I mean, it's sort of creepy. The whole thing with Philip and the young teenage girl was just hard to watch. Even
right
on a flirtatious level was just gross.
You know, I have to wonder how they approached the executives on this. At least, like, people at FX. Because this is really pushing the envelope.
Right.
On things. You should probably set the stage.
So, this is season 3 of The Americans, and if you watch the show, you know that Elizabeth and Philip are Russian spies pretending to be Americans, and each season they're faced with a new challenge. This season is particularly tough because one of Philip's tasks or assignments is to seduce, would that be a safe word to use? Seduce a girl that's like 16 years old, so his daughter's age.
Right.
So that's gross. And then,
whose father is a diplomat?
He's
a
CIA. Somewhere
he's in CIA or State Department.
The State Department.
Okay.
And so he's, you know, using this girl to get access to this man's house and plant bugs and check out his files and stuff like that. But in the process, he has to keep her occupied.
Right. Exactly. Doing what
it's so
teenagers
gross.
Want to do.
Right. So he's already smoked weed with her. Gabriel got her some weed to smoke with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was extremely potent, and she passed out. So that was good. Even though you're like, well, that's still gross. At least it's not to me as bad as, you see where my morals are. It's not to me as bad as if he were to have sex with her, which is just.
Right. I mean,
like,
I
that
don't
would
think
be.
They
I,
could
I just
go
I can't
there,
let them go there. They might.
They're pushing the envelope there. And I think, though, it raises the tension of just the whole moral question of, you know, is this crusade, you know, communism versus capitalism, the whole Cold War, is this worth it? We've sacrificed so much of our lives for this, but is there another level of the dark side that we're going to go to?
Right. I mean, the funny thing with Elizabeth is, as we saw in the last episode, when she just shot a woman in case that woman was going to become a witness.
Right.
That's the only thing she was guilty of, just being in the wrong place at the wrong time or dropping a car on a dude.
Right, exactly. I mean, they're just now killing innocent people, flat out,
well, they
without blinking.
Yeah, but I feel like it's more Elizabeth, like, she's harder than him.
She's always been that way.
And so the interesting thing was seeing them in bed together, sort of talking about the day, and he's like, he tells her, he confesses to her that he has a son.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really fascinating scene because it was his way of without, it's like saying without saying, you know, like, if we go through with this plan to get Paige on board with us and make her a spy, then I'll have 2 kids that I'll have to lose to this.
Right.
And so up until that moment, it seemed like Elizabeth was like so rally, like rah-rah, and wanting to get Paige, you know, in that world. And it seemed like for the first time, it seemed like she softened a little bit. Like, was that just me interpreting it?
No, I think you did that correctly. But, you know, once she gets back into her missions, though, she's still ride or die for the cause.
I feel bad for Martha.
Yeah, but Martha's slowly figuring it out. She's not going to get fully played in this whole deal.
But what's that going to mean? Like, does that mean, basically, in other words, I think she's going to die.
Martha? Man, we need to start an American death
plan. I know. I don't think, unfortunately, it can end well for Martha if she knows. It seems like when people get aware on that show on the other side of it.
If she knows, she would just go put her cards on the table to the FBI. Because she doesn't want to go down as a traitor. Because that's life in prison and possible death penalty. So she's going to be like, look, this dude fooled me.
Because she hasn't even told them that she's married. They don't even know that about her.
Oh, that's right.
So, because he, you know, whatever he lied and told her he was, he said, you can't tell the people that we're married at work. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. She's sort of, you know, operating in secret anyway. And then he deceived her. They played around with the recordings and made it seem
right.
Like her bosses were calling her ugly.
Right, that part I remember, talking about her. Which they probably were.
Well, but they weren't saying that about her. They were talking about somebody else. But they manipulated the recordings to make it seem like it, so they, you know, they could get her to plant that bug in there.
I wonder if some of this stuff is based on truth.
You know it is. It has to be. It seems too, like, exact and specific for it not to be. Which makes you wonder, like, who's telling them this stuff? I mean, now it's probably open.
Yeah, like, who?
Files and common knowledge are within that world, but.
Right.
Still, yeah, but right for, and then here's the thing that was so crazy. I was impressed that Martha was like, "Show me your apartment."
Oh, and he had the apartment all set up and ready.
That I didn't see coming.
Right,
I just was like, "Oh, he's busted."
I thought he was like, "He's busted. He gonna just run into a tree and be like, oh no, I couldn't make it. We're in the hospital now."
But again, which is where I was like, "Oh, he's gonna have to kill her." But
he would struggle with that. Philip would struggle if it came to that, where...
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I know Elizabeth would
Elizabeth would have done it, like, Tuesday. Without even thinking. And then made some cookies afterward.
Right.
But Philip would struggle in terms of that, because I think he sees her as a genuinely nice person. There's a part of him that understands her yearning for having children.
And having a husband and having a life.
Right. Exactly.
It's just sad.
Yeah, you know, it's really sad in the sense that they can't see the long-term vision of this mission and just the whole geopolitics of it. Because let's assume it's like 1983.
I think
this thing happens. Like, in 8 years, it's all over. There's no Soviet Union. The whole house of cards collapses.
Right.
So it's like, we did all this for a system that was bound to fail, that fails dramatically.
Right. Which is impressive that that this is a show, because we know how it ends.
Right. We've gifted with the hindsight of, you know, history, but they aren't. They're living it. So they don't see an end game to it, which that's probably my favorite part of the show.
What's old girl's name? The one who was their handler. She's supposed to be coming back, right?
You know, she's still the woman in Justified to me.
Right.
Marge, or I can't remember. I'm terrible with names on TV shows. Anyhow,
she
the one who made the
apple pie
liquor
drink,
and
baby.
Justify with the poison.
Right.
Yeah, she's got to come back because she's a great handler.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they're what, midway through the season? So that's the interesting thing. It seems like the Afghani guy, they wrapped that up pretty much.
Yeah. That's pretty gruesome.
That was gross. What would they do with that lady's body?
Folding of the woman in the suitcase and then Elizabeth's trip to the dentist.
Oh, God. You mean Philip the dentist with his screw? What was it, pliers?
Yeah, pliers.
Jesus, that was hard to watch.
And they gave her liquor, though. I don't know if it was vodka or rum.
Did he get the wrong? Oh, he got part of the tooth the first time.
Right. Oh, unless they shook her head, and I was like, what?
You could hear the...
Mm-hmm.
But I love that show. I think it's one of those shows. And the sad part is whenever, you know, they do the year-end roundups, when they're like, what are your favorite shows from the year? I always forget it. And it's not because I don't love it. It's just because it's the beginning of the year. By the time they ask that in December, I don't even remember. Because there's so much television.
Yeah, a lot of people think that's the best show on TV now. They say it's like
really?
The sleeper. Like, people keep sleeping on it. They say, no, it's not about Mad Men or anything like that. No, that's a show that everyone's forgotten about.
What, Mad Men?
Come on.
Well, it's the last seven episodes? Aren't you excited?
No. I don't even remember what happened. I'm like, okay, what, Martin Luther King just got shot? Where are we? Oh, no, wait, Kennedy just got shot.
No, I think it's going to be 1970.
Oh.
I think, if the commercials are any indication. I think that, because it was like 69 when they ended the last season.
Okay. Just tell me what's up with Joan.
You're going to watch it, right?
And
it starts in like 3 weeks? It's April?
Yeah, April.
So April, basically, Mad Men is coming back. Game of Thrones is coming back.
Well, that's the main event.
And by then, Empire will have wrapped. So.
And who knows how that would wrap. Cookie burned down the studio.
Well, they've set it up now for the finale that, going back to Empire, they set up for the finale that she's going to have to choose, or she'll have to choose, I guess, or they'll choose for her.
Whether to flip.
Where to go with Malcolm or whether to go with Lucius.
Malcolm.
The security guard guy.
Oh. Nah, you forgot about the Fed case.
Well, they haven't brought it up, and I thought she already did the thing. Didn't she already testify?
Oh, that's right.
So I don't even know what the feds could even want with her
now.
No,
didn't they want something on Lucius?
Well, see, that's what's so weird about it. They made it seem like at the beginning of the season that that's why she had gotten out.
She had always come back to Empire. It comes back full circle.
All I said was... is going to end. Where I was going with that was I'm going to have more time, which I'm excited about, because when one show ends, because there's so much television, I'm just exhausted. Mm-hmm. When one show ends, then I can focus my energy on another show.
That's true.
Mad Men and
focus my energy like it's a workout.
For me, it is. So, you know what I mean? So, like, that's the great thing about truncated seasons for shows like How to Get Away with Murder and Empire. Because How to Get Away with Murder was only 15 episodes. Empire is only 12. So you're like, good. No, I cannot have to, you know, make room in my head for all these shows. And then, like you said, Walking Dead only has 3 episodes left.
So right.
This is my math. This is my TV math. This is how my brain works. Like, I'm like, okay, good. This show's going to end. This show's going to end. So I'll get my Sunday nights back. Or
Justified's ending, right? Or
yes,
we got full,
or is it going through the fall? Season. No.
Okay, so it ends before summer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Justified typically ends mid-spring, and this is the last season. What do you think of this show, this season? Are you into it? Like, I don't know where they're going with this. Some of the stuff.
Yeah, I've always liked Boyd Crowder, and obviously the main guy, Raylan. But it hasn't captured my interest as much. Because Limehouse isn't in it.
I say the Americans, or yeah.
Or neither is Wynn Duffy. I mean, the villains are really, really good in that show.
Yeah.
Even in when they're in bit supporting roles. But this one, they seem to really be taking a step back on those side guys in their stories, just focusing on the main.
Oh, with the new guys?
Right, right.
Yeah, this guy is on the run, and he's killing ambulance drivers, and... I'm just like, what's happening? and then I think the Dewey Crow thing is going to come back on Boyd. I think that's how they're going to get him. That's gonna be his downfall, that he killed Dewey the way he did. Because Dewey's necklace is still in the bar.
I think it's Ava.
You think Ava is going to be his downfall? He seems like, I thought he was going to kill Ava.
Nope.
I think he still might.
That's going to be the downfall in some capacity. Because that's how it was in the beginning. It was this little triangle between the three of them.
True, but now
so, like, Empire's going to come full circle. The triangle will turn into a circle.
Here's why I think that they're doing this on purpose. They're sort of making things, like, less predictable, which is good. But Raylan's wife is back. And so she came back, and she's like, I don't know if you saw it, if you finished that episode, but I think you both. But
I know she brought the baby, and the baby was loud, colicky or something.
She had an ear infection.
Right.
We know about that.
So, yeah, let me go fly on a plane to Kentucky.
Well, that was kind of like, you would never fly with a baby with an ear infection. Stop playing. Writers. Who are these people? They don't have babies. Anyway, aside from that, basically, Raylan's wife was like, or ex-wife is like, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it again. Let's be together again. Mm. I know who you are. I know what you're capable of. I don't care. I love you. I miss you. It was nice being here with you and the baby, and I want this all the time. And so basically, he said yes. So for him in that regard, goodbye,
what
Ava.
What about Ava? Does Ava know
who?
This?
Ava who? That's what I'm saying.
Side piece.
So then then it sets up the whole thing where now it's just going to be Boyd and Ava and what's going to happen with that. But Raylan will probably have to, if Ava can be saved, Raylan's going to have to save her life.
All right.
Right?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I didn't write it. I just, man, if I wrote it, Limehouse would be the star.
I love him.
He's so shady.
I can't believe he sold Ava out like that.
No, Ava sold him out.
Oh, and he just told on
her. So he just told on her. Because he knew she was trouble as soon as she showed up. And he was like, all right, I'll give you a chance.
Yeah.
And she burned him.
Yeah. I don't know where they're going with her character.
Because he don't want Boyd problems.
Well, he didn't really have them.
Right, exactly. He had cleaned his hands of that situation and was just going to go do his side business and make his ribs and chicken quietly. Being one of 10 black people in Kentucky.
Well, that town doesn't seem particularly black friendly.
Right. It's like their area. That's their, you know, they even have a bridge that they have to cross
into. What's the sister's name? They gave her a promotion and she still has no teeth.
Which one?
His boss. Is it Kenya? No, his name is not Kenya. What is her? You know.
I don't know. I just know it's Lorenz Tate's sister when he made his little comeback.
They still haven't given her enough to do.
True. I know their conflict seemed to have come to not necessarily a boil, but it's getting there.
With her and Raylan?
Right. Because, you know, she doesn't know how to handle him while the old boss knew how to handle Raylan. But.
I don't know. She's so likable.
Right.
And I just wish that they had more for her to do. And I know it's not just her. I mean, and in general, in the Marshall's office, they are ancillary characters compared to Raylan. I mean, it's Raylan's show. It's him and it's a Boyd Crowder Raylan show, right? Basically, it's about the two of them.
Right. Hold on, I gotta look up ancillary. I don't know what you mean by that.
They're sides. They're co-stars. They're the
Turning
background.
Turning this into NPR, you know, Science Friday. Not used to this. I edit and watch sports for a living.
Shut up. Anyway, they're background players.
Ah.
And so, you know, they're only going to get so much, but I just think that it's sort of a wasted opportunity to have these two, like her and the other guy who was in the military. His, you know what I mean?
The partner. Yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah, but that's what...
Like, he's a straight man, but yet he can crack a good joke every now and then.
That's what I'm saying. Both of them are characters that are, on any other show, would have a little bit more to do or say.
But isn't this whole story sort of like a dime store pulp fiction type of magazine, comic book type show?
You think so?
Yeah, you got the Kentucky lawman talking wise every time, and then, you know, get gangsters come down from Detroit.
I love that.
Or Miami.
I mean, it is based on the...
Right, it's Elmore Leonard, so...
Short story. But I always felt like... What I liked about it is that Elmore Leonard was very smart. That he knew women are smart. And he always has... He's always created really smart women characters.
Right, deep characters.
Deep
right.
characters. They're not just window dressing. They're not like just there to be like, oh, hee-hee. And, you know, they go away and they go make cookies or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're actually... They're just as ruthless, if not more ruthless, than the men on the show. Mm-hmm. So... That's what I like about it. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, in terms of the Old West aspect, oh, totally. It's the guy in the white hat versus the guy in the black hat, and it's Raylan versus Boyd, and it's always going to come back to them, and it's going to have to end with them. And the question is, will Raylan live?
Oh, yeah. He's going to live. I mean, come on.
They could both die. It could be all, like, you know, Tarantino-esque, and they could just...
But it's not Tarantino. Elmore Leonard. The good guys are always going to win to some capacity.
To some,
he
right.
might lose, say,
his family.
His family. Like, they just said, all right, enough of this. We're gone. But I think in the end, you know, he'll tilt his hat and turn off the lights or load his gun or clean it, and that's how they'll end it. Now you got me hyped on this. I'm looking forward to how this ends.
I am too. I mean, that's the cool part about the show. I mean, they've done a great job. Considering, like you said, it doesn't have as much buzz as, say, The Americans or Mad Men. I think one year they did nominate Timothy Olyphant for an Emmy.
Oh, he got an Emmy nomination?
He didn't win, of course. But, yeah, I mean, still, it's gotten a little bit of attention. They did give the award to the actress who played Apple Pie Lady.
Right.
Bennett. What was her name? Mark Bennett?
Yeah.
Mark Bennett.
Shame on us for not knowing her name.
Margot.
You tell me.
She's so nice. I like her. I don't care. Margot something. It'll come to me. She's on that awful show on The Millers on CBS now. So they got to cancel that anyway. So she'll have more time to be on The Americans, and maybe she'll be in a flashback just for that. I don't know. Anyway, she's great. And like I said, it just goes to the whole thing of the women being strong characters. She won an Emmy for her role, though. And so they have had some Emmys. They have gotten some Emmy buzz from that show. But I think overall people forget about it because, again, there's so much stuff on. But I think a lot of people hopefully will pay attention when it ends.
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, people like swan songs. So yeah. They're like, oh, what was this? And maybe they'll have like a second life of a lot of DVD rentals. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of it goes on Netflix or if it's even there yet. So, you know.
FX is really smart about that.
And then soon, if it gets enough, they'll do a prequel or a...
Oh, I never thought about that.
Or, you know, how he got here, how he got to be this guy, or Raylan, the Florida years.
His teenage version.
Well, no, before, you remember, he shoots the guy in the pilot.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like in Miami Beach. Some fancy swanky hotel, and he draws on some guy at a pool. So,
yeah, I mean, hey, if they could do Better Call Saul, and I love that show as a spinoff, there has to be a potential spinoff for Justified, right? Yeah, or maybe it'll be your boy Limehouse.
Just call it Limehouse.
I will watch.
Right.
All right. I really appreciate you making the time to do the show. This was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was listless. Sitting at the table talking.
Right.
While we can before the child comes
pick
in
the baby.
Ruins our fun. Turning it to Doc Stuffins.
I know. It's amazing we watch as much TV as we even do.
We need to think about drugging her.
No. Don't listen to him.
You can watch more TV. Nothing that has to do with Big Hero 6.
No, I know.
Or Frozen 2 now.
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about that. That's too much. She's already excited. It's over. Well, here's the part of the show where I thank you for coming on the show, and I have to thank our sponsors, Record Surplus in Santa Monica, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com, NPR West, production assistant and graphic artist Adam Janis. I don't know, Peter. I hope we didn't drive you too crazy, but you are amazing. you are so cool. He's our sound engineer today, and he is just killing it. Right?
We made him laugh at least
I hope
once.
So thank you.
You know, he put in his hour on a Friday.
He's like, these people are crazy.
All right, man, come on, yo, it's 10 minutes left. Obama's in town. We got to beat traffic.
I got to get out of here. Thank you for putting up with our shenanigans, Peter. You're awesome. And thank you for listening, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.
Hours go by and they give me the eye. Walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile, and snuggles her head on my chest. We start to pet, and that's when I get her talcum all over.